sure about this recording bit. Swipsy Cakewalk. When you rang, I was washing my trombone. In seventh position and slide right out, it just fits the bath. Suds in the bell, then rinse with gel, rub down and dry, then polish it well. Time for a tune? What will it be? Careless love, played in C. What's that you say? Either me or my trombone. Let's see. Okay, you go, I'll blow. So now, I'm nobody's sweetheart. Didn't we have a fine romance? All right, I promise there'll be some changes made. I see, you want all of me. Must I really play bye-bye blues? You used to love Swipsy Cakewalk. And what about 1 o'clock jump? Okay, I know, I'm just a big butter and egg man. You know what, you're just a hard-hearted Hannah. Why don't you come on and stomp, stomp, stomp? Surely our love is here to stay. Must I sit right down and write myself a letter? Am I just a stranger on the shore? You say you've had too much of blues my naughty sweetie gives to me. But isn't that the glory of love? Now I don't get around much anymore. Black. One more. Okay. This may be too long, so I'll choose something else. Still rise the sun. Dawn walks the hem of darkness, emerging as the light. Red lamp waxing wanton in the district of the day. But how long will it last? This warmth that twinks through velvet in speed of white through time. Until the shriveled moment when flares of gas run out and spectrum's but a spectre in the past, ghost that haunts the morning universe in cold, dry sigh of loneliness. One day, no more to rise the sun. Thank you.
That was absolutely beautiful. Next we have Cedric.
The Guardian. She battled those demons many times. It was strong, numerous, relentless. Some of them were not even her own, but she won. He lost. She grabs a stick and throws it afar. The young dog confuses and loses interest. All the scents seemingly a lot more interesting. They walk together, separately, down the path through the thicket, full of concealed life. She paces like a wanderer on the walk marbled by the shadows of the sunlight underneath. As she reaches the clearing, the Dalmatian dog joins her, a bigger stick between its feet. When she stops, he drops its prize and sits by her side, waiting. The animal looks away until the battle starts, then stares at its owner. She has won before, the dog knows, he helped. This grave in the woods is just another battlefield. When she is about to give in and spit on it, the mother dog whines, bringing her back. Not today. Not today. She won't fall to anger. She won't accept to spite. She will not hate him. She won't hate herself for loving him. Not today. Instead, she picks the stick, swings, and releases. The dog smiles and runs off. Chases the remaining demons away.
So next we have Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Phil. It's called Fairy Lights. The beloved candles, switches and flickers, no man or woman can chill the sight. A respectable company, it bites its corner. Not easy snuffed, life being so expensive. Illuminating strips with a warmer eye. Meat and cheese are consolation. From Innsdale's company, unnerved. Alcohol fuel production marks away, irrespective of time and diet. A private odyssey, fully squared circles alight on the seats. Nondescript pairings as illuminated walls. Broken depictions are an excuse to be savvy. Associated explanations going nowhere. Surreal at best, thinking going somewhere. The fire burns his own secrets, comforting others. A slow gouge reveals a confident seer. Weather going retrograde, not fun anymore. Machine made cold, a possible salvation. A wanted literature sliding in the corner. Delights remain flickering, good ill or otherwise. Complicated words not hitting the spot. Modern answers denied to the co-workers. Humbly shouting from the candle grease. Perennial burning, now a total war. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next we have Teresa Hannan.
The lost key. She tries to pluck the faint word from the air, but it disappears into soft grey light, like plucking a note from an old guitar. No sound at all, just a ripple in the air. Once a little diamond in the tip of her tongue, music to her ears, a glint in the eye of the listener, the key to the door of a shared world, now lost in timelessness. Nothing left but a ghostly echo. Lost, maybe to return one day, or maybe never. Lost forever? Words dying unnoticed as time passes, like droplets into the ocean. Soon, no need for words. Soon, nowhere to look but back. In the glow of the divine light that is poetry.
Next is Nicole. Nicola?
Nicola.
Nicola. Excuse me. Nicola.
I'm not going to read anything by myself tonight. I'm going to read something from a woman who has basically blown me away with her poetry. Her name is Worsam Shire. This is from her first collection. Her grandfather's hands were brown. Her grandmother kissed each knuckle. He circled an island into his palm and told them which parts they would share, which part they would leave alone. She wet a finger to draw where the ocean would be on his wrist, kissed him there, named the ocean after herself. Her grandfather's hands were slow but urgent. Her grandmother dreamt them, a clockwork of fingers finding places to own under the tongue, collarbone, bottom lip, arch of foot. Her grandmother names his fingers after seasons. Index finger, wave of heat. Middle finger, rainfall. Some nights his thumb is the moon nestled just under her rib. Your grandparents often found themselves in dark rooms, mapping out each other's bodies, claiming whole countries with their mouths.
Thank
and this one is called Birds. Sophia used pigeon blood on her wedding night. Next day, over the phone, she told me how her husband smiled when he saw the sheets. Then he gathered them under his nose, closed his eyes, and dragged his tongue over the stain. She mimicked his baritone, how he whispered her name, Sophia, pure, chaste, untouched. We giggled over the static. After he had praised her, she smiled, rubbed his head, imagined his mother back home parading these siren sheets through the town, waving at balconies, torso swollen with pride, her arms' fleshy wings bound to her body, ignorant of flight.
Well done. Next we have Mary Nagel.
And my artistic license with my parents, which is what you're supposed to do with them. My parents didn't decorate without advice on color choice. Only later did they find that brass is revolting, the very color of piss. So like children, they painted in fiery fits, drowning their banished snob selves in orange. A baby then, I watched them go wild with the hues of our den, then scatter the ceiling with stars, to count on grey exhausted nights when stories ended in snores. Baby cries and mother moves, this orange womb haven. And this is another sight. Mother has screwdriver to hand. A woman of that brand doesn't tout fingernails, except at weddings. In the hall is hung her funeral coat. No thought for what she will wear to the ground. Presentation is paramount, she will expect us to recall. Damned be yellow-clad rebels. Possessions will be bequeathed as she sees fit. The will spool will show its unraveling thread after acrimony, soothing the righteous edge. Her back will be humped with crosses, dear to any Catholic gymnast. But the plot in heaven is not her goal. She wants to make the world more whole, less empty. With her eye for sinning in dirt, she meditates cantankerously, a sermon spiel from home across seas, her fingers drumming the wheel. But I'd marry her, my mother. We could leave out the sexy stuff. Never hurting anyway.
Great. Can I please have Max Creedon?
Hi, Doctor.
Hi. I'm usually kind of a squidgy, kind of soft one, but I was writing free verse tonight. I just had to go off all night, but it was in my head, so I'm sorry for what's in my head, but sure, that's what we're doing. I am sorry, because it's sad.
You love your head.
Yeah, weird one. But I'm sure you can control it. So it's a queena, really. And I realised what I was doing today, how it emerged, you know, just what was actually in my head. So I was for a walk. Queena. The bit of Baudelaire. The vanilla's gone a bit black and bare. There's a field that is black and red. There's the corpse of a trunk. What herds of these are ancient beach beasts? While Greenlands have they drunk, pale and drunk. Why seek a deer or vermin? And why are wolves scavengers? And why should birds of prey be good? And why are you dead? Thin skin, veins, nerves exposed. No suit of armour on today, I suppose. Bluebells ring their blues of summer, and the yellow iris winks from its dead marsh. White garlic's clean licks the evening dew. Let's emerge in this and get drunk. Tell me something nice. And you say, something nice. Okay, say something nasty, so. Your eyes are like two blue bottles in a sea of stars. Thin skin, veins, nerves. Pollyanna, pocket, Polly Pocket. Pandora's box of me, Pollyanna. of transparencies. Pretty Polly's cosily. And are we dispensers, as you said? Are we canisters that you sprinkle dust to earth? Or are we amorphora for the elixir of you? She row inscribed like a Roman vessel, like a page of the Book of Kells, the Diwali Dan of Hindu. You precious Arctic sea oil lamp of the Inuit, the oil menorah that cleansed the temple. Why would you unscore nature and say you were an empty vessel the way you did? Just to sprinkle to earth? Don't underscore nature, because it fashioned you, and what's our purpose? So I'll be the keeper of my sacred vessel and watch tonight those vessels they dug in the Dublin dig, the apothecary, were full of fluids and powders held intact, concealed magic sealed in time. So pour these juices through my vessels, make nerves tingle, cup your heart and feel the pulse in its tremble. Pollyanna, Polly Pocket, Pandora's box of me, Pollyanna, of transparencies, pretty colleagues, cover me, but I will live for you. That's it. This is a bit free verse.
Thank you. Next is Charles Clark.
From the First World War, which is only 100 years ago, and I thought, you may not have ever heard this. I'm not certain I got the whole of it, but it is glum indeed, but all the same, it's got something in it. By Patrick Troll Stewart, I met a man this morning who did not wish to die. I ask and sometimes answer and cannot answer if otherwise they die. Achilles came from Troyland and I from Chersonese. He came from 3 days battle and I from 3 days peace. Was it so hard, Achilles, so very hard to die? Thou knowest and I know not, so much the happier I.
Some wise words. Have a Kiron next.
It's called My Parents' Neighbors. Water, your parents' neighbors to you now that you live in different palaces and shacks, roam through different streetscapes, call different hearthstones home. What are your parents' neighbors to you, growing as though you can't stop the feel of every push, pop, and prickle of tomorrow coming early? The wavelength of the ever-breathing always quickly. What are your parents' neighbors to you, but a step removed from a step you've taken? Their smiling children's eyes looking round the corner of streets you don't recognize. Past bricks you didn't lay, sitting on steps you've never walked on, talking to friends you'll never know you didn't know. To go and come back, to learn a simple truth and hard lesson, that you can't stay still and walk. And I am sometimes strolling, sometimes running, always moving, lit on highs of collaborating stimulations, testing the trust of the promise of the new. participant in the search of what may never be shown. My parents' neighbors are strangers to me, and I miss what I would have known.
Thank you. Can I have Ed O'Byrne, please?
I fled my mind in order to be free, not realizing the obscenity it would lead me to be. My words are all jumbled while my brain's full of cogs, each one of them turning my vision's black by their smog. So I laughed to myself in my desolate open cell, still surrounded by the shell where the past echoes forever dwell. Have you been yet to hell? All I remember is the smell of burning materialistic wealth. Common denominators are a part of life's game, but I'm afraid to admit on the inside there's pain. Our worlds are not the same. For in mine I feel shame, not the victim, the one to blame. Just stick to your materialistic plane, for in this life you can be vain. Hearts change, drastic decisions, disillusional disdain, all pain in a world without a level plane. See God's fame, now imagine the wealthy's gain, distributedly accordingly to those who have warred in his name. Now understand the concept of the flock following rules, child rapists and abusers, blocking theology's tools. Drug mules, do they believe? They have met their share of Satan's, one is always deceived. You may laugh at the past, just learn from the mistakes, for history repeats itself to those who don't have the taste to change. Forever encircled by over-encumbered past ways, forever placed on a pedestal by thoughts addicted to pain. You may laugh at the shadows in the walkways, Jacob's ladder was not wrong. They will always be watching, hoping you do wrong.
Cool. Well done. Can I have finally Michelle, please?
Hi guys, I'm with Sheila and last week's very short one actually. It weighs about the weight of two wicker baskets. And it's as simple and as complex as the weight of two wicker baskets. And from it you can take what you please, but please from it don't take nothing. As to leave it empty-handed would surely break a lifelong habit.